You must be Tommy. Oh. Come in. Johnny's expecting you. Follow me.
Hello, Tommy.
Oh. Tommy. Hey. Have a seat there, you little muskrat. So, Tom. What's this bull fertilizer about you quitting law school?
I'm sorry, Johnny. I just haven't got the tits for it. I mean, heart.
Tommy, I want you to pay attention. I don't understand. You're tops in your class. You made the law review. Why do you have to get married now?
Because if I don't get laid, I'm gonna die.
Laid? Is that what this whole thing's about? Getting laid? Hey, Tommy, I thought it was about something serious.
It is serious. I've tried going to bad girls, but for a clean-cut kid like me, it's just no dice. Oh, God. How do you get laid in 1930?
You think this is fun, Tom? Huh? We think this is a picnic, Tommy? Huh? You got a lot to learn, kid. This is a bad habit, Tommy. It's like drinking coffee. Tom, believe me, if I could quit this thing, I would. Come on in here, Tom. I want to talk to you about something. I think this is maybe the most important reason why you should wait, Tommy. Have a seat. I want to show you something, Tom. Something that I think just might open your eyes.
Your testicles and you. Take a good look. These are the unlucky ones. These unfortunate souls are suffering from ESS, enlarged scrotum syndrome. For these poor devils, it's too late. But there is hope. Here at the Atlanta Genital Institute, teams of doctors are at work around the clock to cure this dreaded affliction. Hi, I'm Dr. Zillman, and I'd like to talk to you about your testes. The human testicle is not unlike a balloon. Sometimes it is empty. And sometimes it is full. And sometimes it can explode. Maybe this will help you understand. Just remember that your testicles, when treated with love and care, will give you years of maintenance-free service. But if abused, well, the inevitable conclusion. So next time, do the smart thing. Don't let anything come between your testicles and you. Thank you.
Where are you going?
Back to law school.
Hopefully in my bed. I want to go knowing that the Jocko Dundee mob will continue with the same traditions, with the same high standards that have made us the New York Yankees of crime.
All right, I thank you very much, Vince McMahon. I've got to pose some of the questions to you, Ultimate Warrior, that Vince just discussed with the World Wrestling Federation champion, Hulk Hogan. First of all, what happened tonight? Ultimate Warrior.
What happened tonight was already written, Hulk Hogan. It was written a long time ago when the warriors that came before me and you, yes, I'll do it. Now what we must do is beyond us, Hulk Hogan. I stood with my back to you, Hulk Hogan, and I knew you were not dumb. But Hulk Hogan, when I looked into your eyes, I saw walls, walls filled with fear. Fear that ran thick through you, Hulk Hogan, at Royal Rumble. I needed no friends. I needed no partners. Every man stands by himself like the Ultimate Warrior always has. But Hulk Hogan, you still do not understand. You still have mistrust. I need not your protection, Hulk Hogan. Look on the wall of the Joe Louis Arena.
What in the world?
The warriors that could not come have attached themselves to the outer structure, Hulk Hogan. They're seeping through, dealing me, beating me with the power to survive. They ride on my back for my protection. I need not you, Hulk Hogan. And if you look closer, you will notice red and yellow, the colors of Hulkamania. Hulkamaniacs that are questioning, do you have, Hulk Hogan, what it takes to be the most powerful force in the entire universe? Hulk Hogan, look at me, Hulk Hogan. Look at me.
Wait.
Without the paint, Hulk Hogan, the desire to withstand the pain and give you the utmost in battle and combat at WrestleMania 6 still stands, Hulk Hogan, for I am the chosen one.
I get the impression that we've got a loose cannon on our hands, ladies and gentlemen, with the Ultimate Warrior. We're going to be back with James Buster Douglas right after this.
William Robinson, I'm 42 years old. I've seen the hot side of the sun. I've seen blue icy cold. I've shot the one-eyed giant down with laser in my hand. But I'll never see my home again or walk on Earth's green land. In 1997, we set out on the Jupiter 2, bound for Alpha Centauri, my family and small crew. We ran into a meteor storm, the wrong time, the wrong place. It's been 6 months and 30 years that we've been lost in space. My father died 5 years ago, there was no better man than he. My mother's never been the same, and now it's up to me. Our pilot is a handsome man, my sisters both could tell. And Dr. Smith will get us killed, and that may be just as well. I've worked the mines of many worlds for fuel to power our ship. I've got a robot for a friend and helper on our trip. I'm sending out this message now from this ungodly place, in hope someone will rescue us from being lost in space. My name is William Robinson, I'll never take a wife. No children will I father, I have no normal life. Show me mercy in this universe, or show me God's true face. Whisper my name to the stars, for I am lost in space. I won't need no team of horses. I won't need to ride no silver train. All I need is love inside me. When I cross into the great domain, I won't need no fancy clothes there. I won't need to feel no hunger pain. All I need is love inside me. When I cross into the great domain, but I don't know what I'll see. I know that I will not be alone. There will be others there with me. And I won't need no team of horses. I won't need no fortune or no fame. All I need, love inside me. When I cross into the great domain, all I need is love inside me. When I cross into the great domain.
Lord Satan rose from the dead. It was magnificent.
Except he thought he could outwit the Prince of Darkness. Johnny sold his soul. Then when he made it big, he tried to duck out of it.
That's a crack of shit, you
Johnny
lying.
Came across an obscure rite in an ancient manuscript. He needed a victim, someone his own age.
Why?
To steal their soul. So Toots and Johnny picked up a young soldier.
Who?
Just a boy, just a soldier out celebrating New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Who is the soldier?
They took him back to Johnny's hotel, and that's where the ceremony took place.
What ceremony?
The boy was bound naked on a rubber mat. There were complicated incantations and stuff in Latin and Greek. A pentacle was branded on his chest. Margaret handed Johnny a virgin dagger, and he sliced the boy clean open, and he ate his heart. He cut it out so quickly the heart was still beating when he woofed it down. Johnny's plan was to drop out and resurface as a soldier. But before he could work things out, he was drafted. And then Johnny was injured, was sent home without even knowing who he was.
Who is the boy?
Only Johnny knew. He sealed the dog tags in a vase and gave it to Margaret. It was Margaret's plan to drop him off in Times Square. That would be the last place that he'd remember before it happened. He needed a victim, someone his own age. Steal their soul. And he sliced the boy clean open and he ate his heart.
Oh, it's the boy!
Johnny's plan was to drop out and resurface as the soldier. But maybe he gained possession of the guy's soul. He still looked like Johnny to me.
Jake's specialty du jour, eggs erroneous. It's made with powdered eggs and 17 herbs and spices smuggled into this country by Tibetan monks.
Ernest, I want you to cut yourself a big knock out of these eggs erroneous.
No, I can't eat on an empty stomach.
Well, of course you can. Eddie doesn't. Look at that rosy glow to his teeth.
No.
Oh, come on, Bill.
No.
Now, Ernest, would somebody dressed like this lie to you about food?
Fond as I am of Tibetan cooking, a hungry lion hunts best. Know what I mean?
Now, come on. Take your little bite.
No.
Come on, Bill.
No.
Open B.
No.
Come on.
No.
Ernest?
No.
Ernest?
No.
Ernest?
No.
Eddie? It's time for the plane to go to the hangar.
Ow!
A rabbit, Jake. We could use a rabbit.
Rabbit! That's it! A rabbit! A big, fat rabbit with all of its shots!
Yeah. we've kept him waiting long enough. Let's do it to him.
Come on, Mick.
Let's go, Mr. Shrimp again. Rock and roll!
Rock and roll!
Let's go, Dave. Yeah. It's gonna be a hot one, isn't it?
It's gonna be a great show.
No, it's not an exit. It's not an exit.
We don't want an exit.
No, that's true.
Oh, this way.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, this way. Let's go.
Wait.
This looks familiar, though.
Listen.
It really does.
Shit. No. Let's not lose it, though. Let's not lose it.
Who the fuck is he? You know, he should be here.
We gotta get to it somewhere. We've been on stage, right?
We're in the group. Right, sure. We're in the group that's playing tonight.
Go right straight through this door here, down the hall.
Yeah.
Turn right.
Yeah.
And then there's a little jog there, about 30 feet. Jog to the left.
We don't have time for that.
Go straight ahead.
We'll trust you. Yeah.
Turn right the next two corners. And the first door you sign, authorized personnel only.
Yeah.
Open that door. That's the stage.
You think so?
You authorized. You're being musicians, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Rock and roll. All right.
Rock and roll.
What's up? It's Tupac. Can you get away? Let me come swoop you up.
You know I got a man.
I know you got a man, but he ain't gonna mind if I take you out.
Of course he gonna mind.
Let me take you to lunch. I'll have you back before he even get home. Before anybody see. Oh, come on.
You don't let me.
Please.
Nah.
All right. What's wrong with your eye? Why you got on glasses?
Ever since I met you, I could be the pressure. It's like your man don't understand, all he does is stress you. I can see your state of misery from the introduction. Ain't about no sucking or touching, just all this discussion. Maybe we can see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't wanna take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find you things with you in mind. I can see you're cautious and I'm careful not to scare you. The anticipation of love making got you shaking when I'm standing near you. Moves of precision will prepare you in case you get scared. Just ask the man in the mirror. Now the picture's getting clearer. All he does is hit you hard. I tell you to leave him, and you tell me keep my faith in God. I don't understand. I just wanna bring you home. I wonder should I leave you alone to find a woman of my own? All the homies tell me that you don't deserve it. I contemplate. Put in my heart, I know you worth it. Tell me, can you get away? Ebony, can you get away? Come on. Scott, can you get away?
Can you get away?
So much pressure in the air.
I know.
And I can't get away.
It's for a little while, love. I know it's hard, but come get you.
Can you get away?
So much pressure in the air.
Let's go, man. Get up out of there. Do you love that man?
Could it be my destiny to be lonely and checking for these hoochies that be on me? Cause they phony. With you is different. I got no need to be suspicious. Cause I can tell my life with you will be delicious. The way you lick your lips and shake your hips got me addicted. I'm sitting here hoping that we can find some way to kick it. Even though I got your digits, gotta struggle to resist it. Slowly advance when it's my chance not to miss it. You blow me kisses when he ain't looking, now your heart's tookin'. My only wish is that you change your mind and he get shook. Wanna take you there, but you're scared to follow. Come see tomorrow, hoping I can take you through the pain and sorrow. Let you know I care, that someone's there for your struggle. Depend on me when you have needs or there's trouble. I wanna give you happiness and maybe even more. I told you before, no time to waste. We can hook up at the store, can you get away? Yeah, you can.
I'm not happy.
You ain't happy. Can you get away?
So much pressure in the air.
I know you're beating on you.
And I can't get away.
I punch you.
I'm not happy.
Throwing you around the house.
in the position of pressure and awkward competition. Me and you was meant to be my destiny. No longer lonely, cause now it's home for you and me. All I can see, a happy home, that's my fantasy. But my reality is problems with your man and me. What can I do? Don't wanna lose you to the sucker. Cause if you touch it, I got some drama for that buster. Don't wanna rush ya, but make your mind up fast. Nobody knows, or who controls, will it last? Before I ask, I hope you see that I'm sincere. And even if you stay with him today, I'm still here. I refuse to give up, cause I believe in what we share. You're living in prison and what he's given can't compare. Cause everything I feel for you, I wanna let you know. Passionately yours and I never let you go. Tell me, can you get away? Got to go through all this drama and this stress with this old happy man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put you in a position where you gotta give up your lifestyle for everything you need, but now he ain't even taking care of you, he's beating on you and shit. Look how you look. Some motherfucker ought to be with that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Shake that sucker to the left. Let me show you what this life is really about. You know what I'm saying? You need to be on first class. You need to be going to Hawaii, seeing the world, seeing what this world got to offer you. Not going to, you know what I'm saying, the emergency room getting stitches because this nigga done got jealous. Don't cry, it's all good. Shake that nigga. Get away.
Swimming, but you know your mama, she's one of those type of women that do crazy things, and if she don't get away, she'll throw a fit. Don't play with that, it's toy knife, honey, let go of it. And don't look so upset, why you acting bashful? Don't you wanna help dada build a sandcastle? And mama said she wants to show you how far she can float. And don't worry about that little boo-boo on her throat, it's just a little scratch, it don't hurt. Her was eating dinner while you were sweeping and spilled ketchup on her shirt. Mama's messy, ain't she? We'll let it wash off in the water and me and you can play by ourselves, can't we?
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
See, honey. There's a place called heaven and a place called hell. A place called prison and a place called jail. And that is probably on its way to all of them except one. Cause mama's got a new husband and a stepson. And you don't want a brother, do ya? Maybe when you're old enough to understand a little better, I'll explain it to you. But for now, what you say mama was real, real bad. Was being mean to dad that made him real, real mad. but I still feel sad that I put her on timeout. Sit back in your chair, honey, quit trying to climb out. I told you it's okay, hey, hey. When the baba, take a night-night. Nana boo, goo-goo gaga. Her make poo-poo caca. That'll change her nighty. Clean the baby up so her can take a nighty-nighty. And that'll wake her up as soon as we get to the water. 97 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my daughter.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I. Wake up, sweepy head, we're here. Before we play, we're gonna take mommy for a little walk along the pier. Haley, don't cry, honey, don't get the wrong idea. Mama's too sleepy to hear you screaming in her ear. That's why you can't get it awake. But don't worry, daddy made a nice bed for mommy at the bottom of the lake. Here, you wanna help dad tie a rope around this rock?
Yeah.
We'll tie it to her footsie, then we'll roll her off the dock. Ready now? Here we go, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Whee! There goes mama splashing in the water. No more fighting with dad. No more restraining order. No more stepdad. No more new brother. Blow her kisses bye bye. Tell mama you love her. And we'll go play in the sand, build a castle and junk. But first, just help dad with two more things out the trunk.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us.
Just me and you, baby.
Just the two of us.
That's all we need in this world.
Just the two of us.
Just me and you.
Just the two of us.
Your dad, I will always be here for you. Your daddy's always gonna love you. Remember that. If you ever need me, I'ma always be here for you. If you ever need anything, just ask. Daddy will be right there. Your daddy loves you. I love you, baby.
They shouldn't have tied me up like this. I would have gone quiet, like a kitten. I'd like a kitten, a nice little sleek, playful kitten that I could feed you to. I'd play with him, and I'd stroke him, and I'd feed him, and feed him, and feed him.
To get me. He's climbing straight up the wall to get me. I'm dying and he's laughing with his red mouth and those sharp white teeth of his like rats. Hundreds and thousands and millions of them. Oh God, help my poor soul.
I'm a slave. I'm your dog master. But please don't kill me. For the love of God, let me live.
Did I not promise you that you should come to me at your death and enjoy centuries of life and power over the bodies and souls of others?
But I don't want human life.
You betrayed me. You sought to warn them all against me.
Then punish me, torture me, I deserve it. But please, let me live.
Oh, Renfield. You disappoint me, Sophie.
making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. I see you through the smoky air. Can't you feel the weight of my stare? You're so close. Over to where